Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show hotline is a guy, well, he's not just a guy. He's a comedian, an actor, a voice artist. I like to consider him a man who's resuscitating life into the comedy business when, boy, do we need it so bad. He's going to be headlining Levity Live December 12th to the 15th. That's just a little while from now. You can also check him out, Clerks 2, The Neighborhood, Earthquake from HBO. In fact, tonight through Sunday, I heard a rumor he's going to be in Las Vegas. So this guy, Earthquake, is everywhere.
What's up there, player? Thank you, man. Listen to me. That was a great introduction, man. You couldn't have did it no better, baby. That's right, man. It's an honor to be here with you.
I thought I lost you for a minute, Quake. I was just telling people how electrifying you were. I thought we got cut off.
Nah, man. Listen, man. You talk to me better than a future wife.
Oh,
that was beautiful. You know, I had to hear those accolades.
You know, I really appreciate that. No wonder you're in Vegas with Harry Basil. Has Harry made you that big ziti yet? Because you have those
smooth words at all.
Oh, man, we got to get on him because, you know, if you're in Vegas, one thing that goes hand in hand with Vegas is Italian food. Now, the place that I learned all about Italian food was back home in New York. Now, you're going to be there December 12th to the 15th. Levity Live. Now, let me tell you something. These people, they know how to do comedy right. I was just talking about the Laugh Factory and Harry Basil in Vegas. They've brought that same kind of excitement to the East Coast, to a place, honestly, Quake, they're not used to having that high brand of comedy in that area of New York. So what does it mean to you to be part of that? I mean, because we're talking the Palisades. You got to go into Manhattan to get your caliber of comedy.
Well, you know, man, when you're broke and you're behind on your taxes, you got to be Christopher Columbus to discover a new place. Because that Uncle Sam don't play with you. So if I have to do, I told him I'd do a show for the Klan as long as they let me go. Roasts and things are optional. I got to get it. But it's an honor, man. It's an honor to be spreading my brand. Hey, I'm in Vegas now and I'm at the Tropicana. And to come out there, Levity Live is one of the most legendary in the game right now. So it's a privilege and I'm looking forward. And then it's New York. Any part of New York, you New York. Especially if you bring the chick from out of the country. She just knows she in New York. She don't know she in Manhattan. You know what I mean? So it's great. This is New York. Yes, baby. This is New York. This is New York you're going to see. I'm going to you.
See, now that's why I love talking to you, because you can break it down. I mean, there's places you do comedy, and let's be honest, you know, there's places that we travel. We were talking about wives before, that our wives bring us to, whether they be national parks or malls or wherever. I mean, comedy is the one place as guys we can go to escape. Now, you know, we understand we take our ladies with us, but Quake, when someone goes to a Quake show, especially when you take your lady, it's someplace you both can relax. Am I right?
Oh, it's perfect. I tell people, and you're exactly right on that. It's a perfect place for your established woman or a person that you're just dating right there, comedy period, because you get to see exactly where her sense of humor is. And vice versa. I tell women, comedy is the best first date. First of all, you get to eat and drink without him talking. And then you get to hear the comedian up there get different point of views. And if he laughs at a point of view that you get along with, you cool. If you have a problem with it, then it gets the truth out. You get the truth out. Like, oh, I don't like him. He don't like kids. You know what I mean? He laughs about everybody should get rid of their kids. Okay. Nah, that ain't my future husband. And then, of course, at the end of the day, you can say, ooh, it's late. I'm going to go at home and I'll call you later. It's a perfect, perfect place. And I try to do that. I try to accept relationships. That's what I do.
Well, even more so than just a comedy show, an Earthquake show, because you're one of those guys that, you know, you go to a comedy club right about the 20-minute mark, you start to get tired. And the reason why I'm so excited to talk to you today is because you give that same energy back to the crowd. People after 20 minutes are just getting into Earthquake show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because I don't write long, drawn out jokes. I hit it. It's an earthquake because it continues. It's a metaphor. It's like Iron Pyre in a box. It just keep on punching until the last round is over. And plus, I'm very insecure. Something about quietness I'm afraid. You know, Boot is coming after Quiet. Ain't nobody ever did well with it being Quiet in the comedy club from a comedic standpoint. So if I don't hear you laughing, I got to get a laugh out of you, because you're going to look up there and say, hey, why are we listening to this dude for $40? Boom!
Now talk to me about the movie career now, because Clerks 2, you're working with a couple guys who are very famous, and you know they're niche guys, just like you are. You know, you have a niche audience. So for you, this is great to cross over into an audience you normally wouldn't be able to get exposed to, because those two guys, I'm talking about Kevin Smith, he's a little out there sometimes. What was it like to work with Jay and Silent Bob in Clerks 2?
Oh, they were some of the greatest in the world. And like you said, it's a niche movie. People come up to me all the time because I was in there. I played Wanda Smith's husband, and they still say my favorite line, "You can't taste racism." And they just come up, "Hey, you the guy that can't taste racism." So Kevin gave me a break. He seen my talent. He put me down, and I will be always indebted to him for it. And it was a great benefit to have him let me be a part of that great franchise.
You talk about great things. Aside from you being at Levity Live December 12th to the 15th, for tickets, if people want, they can call right now, 845-353-5400. As always, look at improv.com/NIAC. They know how to do all that stuff. The thing I love about it, tickets $25. You know, you said earlier $40. There's not many places you can go to get entertained for $25 like people will get when they go and see Earthquake. Now, talking about Jay and Silent Bob, you know, Kevin Smith, that whole crew, one of my favorite people on earth is Shaquille O'Neal. And I mean, you were lucky enough, yeah, blessed to work with Shaq. Talk to me about that experience, because a lot of people may know he's a fun guy, but one of the kindest, most good-hearted people out there. I mean, he's like chocolate Santa Claus in my mind.
Yeah, he's a 7-month teddy bear. I mean, 7-foot teddy bear. He's a great guy. It was an honor being a part of that thing. And me and Shaq are still friends today. I talk to him periodically. And he's such a great brother, yeah, to give back, to help us, to the world, to get to see us, to use his platform to put a vision and put a light on what I do and other comedians. I mean, it did well. I mean, it did wonders for my career. And he's a big kid, man. He thinks he's funny. So he showed him toes, man. I told him toes looked terrible. I mean, we went to go get nail salon. They closed the place up when they saw them feet. And he'll look you in the face and say, yeah, these feet made me $300 million. I said, well, give me them bad toes. I'll take them.
The man worked hard on those feet. Come on, there's a lot of championships on those feet.
Man, them toes look terrible, man. They look like they're terrible. Man, have you ever seen it? You're like, man, please, you should wear socks the rest of your life. You should wear socks even when you're taking a shower.
Quick, unfortunately, that was not where I was looking when I saw Shaq. I was in the locker room, and let me tell you, I have never felt like a dwarf. I came up to his stomach. You talk about just being emasculated, being around somebody. How did you, because you're not much taller than I am. In fact, we're about the same height. Don't you feel like less of a man when you stand next to Shaq? Like, you're just not the same species?
No, I talk to Shaq 15 feet apart. I'm just not going to be talking to a man while I'm in it. No, I can't do it. I'm sorry. So I stay 15 feet away, and we kind of like holler when we talk, because I ain't going to be at your belly button. I'm a grown man. I'm not going to be standing at your belly button looking you up like you're my father, man. I just can't do it, Shaq. I won't do it. I'm over there by your butt, your belt buckle. Come on, Shaq. Don't touch me.
You are one of the best around, Earthquake. Thank you so much for spending the time. If people can get out to Levity December 12th to the 15th, I know they're going to get out there to see you. Once again, for tickets, 845-353-5400. $25 tickets tonight tonight and Saturday. You'll be at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. But if you miss him at either of those places, he'll be back in Vegas again on the 21st. There used to be a guy named James Brown around. You remember what his nickname was?
The hardest working man in show business.
So are you going after that? Is that what it is?
I'm the hardest working brother with kids. I make enough money for me. It's these children that's holding me back like slavery. If I can just get away from them, I can go back down to one job.
Quake, I will see you in Vegas this weekend. And heck, you're just making me want to grab the whole family and have a family reunion back there in New York to see a NIAC. But Quake, thank you so much for the time.
Man, thank you and God bless you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.